He is risen. He is risen from the grave, and He is alive. We rejoice in knowing that our debt is paid, that we will one day be with the God we love. Yet perhaps you sometimes wonder, is Easter only for our someday? Is there no piece of Easter that gives purpose for our today? In the beginning, John the Apostle begins his gospel with echoes back to Genesis. In the beginning. As he tells his gospel story, you can hear the reverberations of creation all throughout. On that first day of creation, God spoke, and there was light. In the beginning was the Word. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. Skipping ahead, on the sixth day of creation, God created man. On Friday, the sixth day of the week, Pilate brings Jesus out before the people and declares, Ecce homo, behold the man, the new man, the new Adam, the man who was as we were created to be, who shows us what it means to be human and then offers himself as a sacrifice, thus making it possible for us to become like him. On Saturday, day 7, God rested. On Saturday, God is in the tomb. And then, listen to the way John tells what happened next. Early on the first day of the week. Do you hear it? John is so deliberate with his words. The first day of the week. This is what Easter brings to our today. The first day of the week. The first day of new creation. Christ, his death and resurrection, has made a way for us to begin again. The old is gone away. The new has come. God's kingdom is come to earth, bringing restoration and healing in its wake. As we obey Jesus' instructions to love each other, to feed his sheep, we are allowed to help bring God's kingdom to earth. This is what Easter gives, a chance to be a part of the new creation as it happens. Rejoice! He is risen. He is risen indeed.